Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about a new friend we've got on the show today. Pete Killian is here. Pete is principal with the Cambridge Group, and he helps develop growth strategies for companies like yours and mine across a wide range of industries, and they work hard for their folks and help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he understands what's going on out there in the across the marketplace, all the disruptions that are going on today, like the Amazon thing going on right now. That's a disruption in the making right now on a galactic, maybe biblical proportion. And he's here to talk to us about that. Pete Killian, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to talk with you, and happy Independence Day.
Yeah, there you go. It's good to have you here as well, Pete. So let's talk about what's going on out there in the marketplace.
Sure.
The Amazon thing, well, I think we should start talking about realignment. I'm calling what's going on right now. See, as you know, I wrote a book called The Age of the Customer, and it's all about what the customer's doing. It's not what Amazon's doing. It's not what Macy's are doing. It's not what Billy Joe Bob and Lorraine are doing in their Main Street small business. It's what the customer is doing, and they have new expectations. And the realignment is happening off of that, isn't it? The realignment is happening off of customers' new expectations. Some people are taking advantage of that. Some people aren't.
Could not agree more, Jim. And I think the word expectations is really important. And what I think is startling, like you say, to a lot of industry players is just the acceleration and really almost acceleration of acceleration in those customer expectations. And just a little bit of background on what we do. It could not be more of the same mindset, more simpatico here. All the work we do for our clients is customer-focused or consumer-focused. Like you say, focusing on the competition and what they're doing or not doing is not the best path to growth, to business success, or to business success there. So we are entirely focused on the customer. And I think your word realignment there is really great. I think there's a realignment of expectations from consumers that are happening. There's a realignment of technology that's going on, which is, I think going to be exciting, just not just for customers, but also for small businesses.
I wrote a couple of pieces this year on what I call the barbell effect. The barbell effect is not something I invented, but I appropriated it for my discussion about what's happening in the retail sector. And what I said was, on one end of the barbell, in the bell end, are the e-tailers. On the other end of the barbell is Main Street. And that used to be where Macy's and Billy Joe Bob and Lorraine hung out. Well, now Macy's and Sears, they've been compressed into the bar, into what I call the bar of irrelevance. And for the first time in history, this is unprecedented, Pete. Major players are vacating.
Yeah.
They're retreating from Main Street. No one's ever seen this before.
There's clients that I talk to, they're nervous, trying to figure out how to regroup in this time. There is blood in the streets. It's a scary time. I think we're seeing
here's the thing, Pete, customers don't care. Customers aren't bleeding.
Yep.
Customers are, it's irrelevant to them. There's a vacuum being created that somebody's going to fill. And what I'm trying to get across to small business owners, if you don't do it, Amazon and Google will.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think the age of the customer is a great way to talk about it. And the barbell, I think you've said before, the combining that high tech and the high touch, is I think what Amazon's going to bring to the table. And the high touch, I think, is the real advantage of the small business person,
right?
Those real close relationships to customers. I think Amazon, when they say they're customer focused, they're serious, right? They've invested heavily to own that end customer relationship, especially through their Prime service. That is basically, I think their strategy is to be somewhere between any kind of service, any retailer or what have you, and customers out there in the world. They want to be that layer that you have to get through to get to their Prime customers.
Right. Well, and where small businesses are going to roll out are in the area where where high tech is valued, but they're not going to be able to just deliver high touch. They can't get away with that. They're going to have to provide some level of high tech and high touch. What do you think?
Totally agree. And I think every competitor is realizing right now that they have to be, to some extent, a tech company. No company can exist or continue to succeed without some degree of technological sophistication. And I think if you take a step back and to credit somebody else who made this point, it's Amazon is a service provider first and foremost. They're not a retailer.
Right.
And I think you'll see Amazon start to roll out some of these high-touch or high-tech services.
And that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.